Blog Talk Radio.
Love King forever. It's the new baby boom era.
Moving up your side, skirt around your waist.
talking got me feeling sauced up. Right here, right now, on the phone ain't enough. Pull up, hold up, say my name, say it loud. I don't care who around, anywhere, any place, any time, any day. Baby, tell him I'm your wife. I ain't never gonna be the one fucking up your life. I wanna give it to you later on tonight, later on tonight. I only wanna give it to you, baby.
Thank you. Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, so let's talk about it, where we do date night differently. I am your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And if you're listening online and you desire to dial in and talk about it, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you have not done so, go ahead and press 1. So we can engage in tonight's topic of discussion and hear your poetry. Now, tonight's topic, are we dating for interest or to show off likes and approval of social media and its followers? Let's give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. And the show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I've got mine. You got yours. And For Real happens to be the CEO of both Raw Links and Epiphany Radio. So reach out to my brother and let him know that you appreciate Epiphany Radio and or get you some Raw Links. Because I got mine. I hope you got yours. So tonight's topic. What are we dating for? Are we dating for interests? Are we dating for likes, approval, social media, and its followers? Just to gain some type of social media fame. So the context comes from a young lady who decided that she was going to go out with the gentleman and not get out of the car because he took her to her Cheesecake Factory. So then they came up with this list of places that they would not go. A Cheesecake Factory was at the top of the list. Olive Garden, movies, your home, Waffle House, fast food restaurants, sporting events, the gym, church. I'm giving you these off of memory because I thought the list was rather extreme. Netflix and chill. Your parents' house or family gatherings. And certainly for first date, you should absolutely have some stature about where you want to go, but you got asked on a date. You got asked on a date. Depending on where the young man was going to take her, because he had a place in mind where he was going to take her, but he had to wait in the car for an hour for her to get ready. So he had to change those plans because he had, every plan's on, whining and dining, quote unquote, so to speak. But after he got back in the car and she did not want to get out, he decided, they talked about it for a moment, and he decided that he was going to take her home. She was rather upset about that. Like, what do you mean? Why are you taking her? Well, the date's over as far as he was concerned, It's over. He said, I went to take you out, and you didn't appreciate it. I was being a total gentleman, and you did not appreciate it. And she did a second video, you know, stating that she heard comments and everything, and she was going to be on someone else's show. But let me give my opinion. As a man, if I'm going to take you out, certainly I'm going to take you out to someplace nice, because to me, first impressions are everything, right? So I would take you out to someplace nice. It wouldn't be Cheesecake Factory. None of the places on the list, except for maybe the movies. I don't understand what's wrong with the movies on a first date. I think that's rather nice, but that's just me. However, if the roles were reversed and you were taking me out or she was taking him out, I would be very curious to see what type of place you would take him out to, or me for that matter. You know, so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's something that could be discussed during the date or after the date is over. That could determine whether or not there's a second date or not. But certainly the mindset going in is, well, I would want to have a follow-up date if everything goes well. So I'm interested to hear everyone's opinion. You know, that's my two cents. But let me go ahead and give you this piece I wrote. It's called The Identity. Will you still love me when the mystery fades? After all the luster of the newness disappears, will you remain with me all these years, trying to find new ways to make it fresh and new again, coming up with quirky things to say when our journey together takes new twists and turns? And all the stupid life lessons we learn, will you still love me when the mystery fades? All the glory of yesteryear rises, lists mist in the dew of the Everglades, yet all the things we love are met with the things we hate about each other, and we both can relate. Does the bond of our love binds like super glue to make us yearn for each other with the hopes that it's true? Identity that sits at the core of our relationship is so hard-coded that nothing could rip us apart as we continue to guide this ship, navigating through rough seas, avoiding all the dangers in the waters, especially the ones we can't see, praying to God through our storms, hoping our final destination is a new norm, one where we never neglect the raw emotions of a life lived out loudly with enormous premonitions of a future with just the two of us, never forgetting that our love is an unbreakable bond getting stronger, stronger with each kiss. Now that's an identity I truly miss. And that's that piece. Now, I'm interested to hear what you have to say. So I'm going to go ahead and start opening up mics, and we're going to go ahead and get this conversation started, because after all, it's let's talk about it. And we are going to date night differently. So first up on the mic, we have Epiphany's own one half host of Divas Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, and one half host of King and Queen's Quarters, I give you La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Dan. Okay. this topic, man. First off, wait, let me say, awesome piece. Awesome piece. There you go.
Thank you.
How you don't want an event?
I know she's ready to dive in. Look, look, look. I'm doing just fine.
You know I got something to say.
Absolutely.
This topic, and you're right, yeah, it stems from this lady who thought that she was the sun, the moon, and the stars. Now, I'm not going to break her down like I want to, because I'm trying to be positive and I'm trying to, you know, get to heaven. So I'm going to be gentle
mm-hmm.
with it.
Absolutely.
But there's not a soul on this planet that really, really believes that they are supposed to be treated with everything that you can bring to the table just because of their looks. It don't work like that. I don't think anybody looks that good.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, she was okie for one. Okay. Her clothes look second. See, I said I wasn't going to go there. I wasn't going to do that. I'm going to be nice. But I don't care how good you look on the outside, that superficial thing. Her attitude was ugly. And the nerve, the gall to lock that man out of his own car.
His own car.
Yeah. Why even allow him to get out of the car and walk around? You knew that he was going to unlock your, he was going to get open the door for you. I just,
absolutely,
I don't get it. I feel like this had to be some sort of a skit, because it's just, do people really act like that? Do they really treat people that way? I mean, that's embarrassing for him. Wow.
Unfortunately.
I'm still trying to process it.
I mean, you know, it's just mind-blowing to me that her performance, because literally it was a performance, because she went live to show everybody what was happening. She made sure that she alerted her followers. She wanted everything that she got. She wanted the social media fame. She wanted to get noticed. Well, congratulations, you got noticed. And in the comments, they ate her alive.
Yeah,
and
they did.
You know, but she's not the only one, because the list says a group of women came together and came up with a list. Fast food restaurants was on that list. Waffle House was on that list. I mean, you know, let's talk about the Waffle House for a minute. Like, I for one, I don't like the Waffle House. Okay, I don't like it, right? I don't like it.
Well,
no, it's the food's too greasy and it tears my stomach up every time I try it. So, yeah, it's a no for me. But what I didn't see on it, I mean, Buffalo Wild Wings was on this. Now, I don't recall if IHOP was on the list, because we could definitely go to IHOP, because I like IHOP. But, no, but I'm just joking. I'm just joking, y'all. I'm just joking. Maybe second date. But the reality is this man was a perfect gentleman. This man had to change where he was taking you, because it took you an hour to get ready, and you want to holler, you see all of this? I deserve to be, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you do. Maybe you do. But you don't know what this man had planned. You weren't even on time, and he still treated you like a gentleman, even though you weren't on time. Now,
not even courteous enough to give him a heads up that she was running late. Okay.
Me?
Come on now.
Well, he was outside the house for an hour. I mean, but you know, here's one of the things for me. I'm a stickler when it comes to being punctual, when it comes to being on time. I don't like being late.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-wives will tell you, if we woke up late for church, oh, we weren't going. And everybody ain't going to stop the service looking at us walking in. But this man was on time. This man was ready to take you to a nice place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about y'all, but cheesecake is very good. I love Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Their menu is very broad. I mean, there's a lot on the menu. I mean, so what? It's a chain. So what?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? Red Lobster was on the list, y'all. Yeah, come on. Red Lobster. The two of us can go to Red Lobster, and that bill can very easy be $100. Very easy.
Okay. Man, she irritated me, because now, and this woman is supposed to be a relationship guru for women, okay? She's supposed to be the type of woman that empowers women, but the first rule of empowering someone is admitting to the fact that you have a weakness somewhere, okay? And she just acting like there's no flaws, like she is completely flawless. It doesn't work like that. And she also believes in not being his piece, this is one of the things that she emphasizes on. And then she does that little sprinkle, that shit. Come on now. You're not saying anything. You know, and she just, it irritates me. There are a couple of places on here, on this list that I just, no, I wouldn't. But the rest of them, I'm fine with. Literally, it's nothing wrong with them. But you got number, is it number 7? No, we're not coming to my house. Not for the first date, no.
Right.
Then, what's the other one? No, I ain't doing church on the first date because I got thoughts in my head that I need to, I need redemption for, and I can't be in church on first date. No, I'll just
right.
Nightclubs, I'm kind of, I'm on a fence about the nightclubs because I've done so many of them in my lifetime. At this stage in the game, at my age, it has to be a particular kind of nightclub. Maybe some poetry, you know, a nice table to sit at or something like that.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be wonderful. You know, because it's different. Because it's different. It's unique, right? You know, a nice jazz club with live instruments, you know, and maybe some
Absolutely.
Folklore, of course. Right?
Absolutely.
Because those kind of dates, they take thought and time to plan. Right?
Absolutely.
So.
Yes.
I mean,
I wouldn't do no
don't get twisted
either.
Now. The men came
what?
Up with
the
a
men
list.
What?
We came up with a list. The men came up with a
I've
list.
I've seen that impossible list. That come on now.
It came
That's
up with
just
it.
About
came
as
up with
silly
list.
As this one. Come on. There's nothing left. There's nothing left. On that list. There's
You're right.
No
There's
woman
not.
Left.
Nothing on that list. But then there's a whole other list I saw before we came to the show talking about things. A group of men came together and came up with a list of things that we're not doing if we're not married. Oh, my God. Y'all, come on. I mean, really.
You didn't post
come
it.
Come on.
You didn't post it.
I posted it. I'm going to post it. I didn't. No. I literally just saw it before coming to the show. But I'll post it once I find it again. I'll post it.
Yeah, I gotta see this. Lord.
Now that we've gotten that out of the way, La Perla Negra, did you bring us something? Did you bring us a piece tonight? I mean, it's open mic. You know, you don't have to write to the topic, but it's open mic. So, what you got for us tonight?
Let me see. What do I have here? A little something. It's a little something. But it's a piece. It's kind of new and old. It's a combination. So, but it's a piece.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Okay. I knew he'd be trouble. The moment that he told me foreplay is a priority for him. And I haven't escaped from a night of being with him since. His favorite game is let's play find the honey. No hands, just tongues. Always slowly sliding down, placing his head between my thighs, inhaling my scent deep, and then standing. Taking his red silk tie from the night table drawer, blindfolding me, kissing me, telling me, don't be afraid. The only cost is your orgasms. Him kissing me while he's inside equals my moans vibrating in his mouth. I try to fight this desire, this need, just push away. But the blend of our energy draws me in, pulling, whispering to every inch of my skin to just stay and melt away. And then I fall weak and submit. It's like an addiction, but because no matter how hard I try, I just can't quit. leaving my tangled tresses, absorbing his sweated essence, is meant to be. Feeling that he's my high, my reconcile with life, because he taps into my light. I am but a mere speck of the universe, a fragile construct in this world, and with him, skin to skin, his energy is at my central command, leaving me as putty in his hands. And that's that piece.
Well, shoot. Yeah, all right. Leaving him as putty in my hands, she says, so that she can formulate that putty. You know what? You know what, Lord? Let me back down. Let me back down. Yeah, that was an amazing piece down, yo. I like what you did there.
I'm trying to, you know what? I'm trying to stretch my pen differently with these erotic pieces. You know, not to put so much of the explicit words in there. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I love doing that. Because it really takes you on a journey to see exactly what your pen wants to write. And when you try to actually be erotic and not jump right into the act, you get the mental part of it first, and then, whoo, Lord, have mercy. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, before we usher you over to, hey, look now, I'm not going through this with y'all tonight. I know. I'm not dealing with this tonight. I am not dealing with this. This is a very sensitive topic, and y'all need to respect that. They're raising my blood pressure. LaPella Negro, what you got going on in the business radio?
All right. Every Monday night, you can catch me co-hosting with King Atterbury and King and Queen's Quarter. And every Wednesday night, I am one half host of Divas Talk. I'm waiting on my diva to finish healing and come on back. But until then, I bring in a panel of guest divas to help me get some commentary and have a great discussion on the topic. And that's it. Back to you, Van.
All right. Now on her way over to the VIP lounge to tape some of this Californian imported champagne, right, just from the other side of the coast. You know, I can't keep spending the Epiphany money. The CEO said he's in retirement, so he's not even looking at the numbers. But once you get that invoice out, I'm gonna be in trouble. So I'm gonna deal with some local shipments so I can keep these shipment fees down. But we'll get you over there. The security team is looking at me with the side eyes. One of them even pulled out his taser.
Yeah, I call fellas.
I don't have to be subjected to this kind of abuse, y'all. I'm letting you know I can fire y'all and have a whole new team in here, and none of y'all will be able to get to it. What? What you mean you kidnapped?
Don't do that.
Yo, they talking about kidnapping you. All right. She's on her way. Please go over there to them. One love, one mic, and remember to take your socks off.
One love, one mic. Baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is LaPella Negra. Catch her this coming Monday, King and Queen's Quarters, and then again on Wednesday in Diva's Talk. Next up on the mic, we got our favorite Canadian, Lady A, is in the building. Hey, Lady A, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. No complaints. You know, it's a Saturday night. You know, the vibe is right. And we got a topic to discuss.
Yes.
Topic to discuss. All right.
I wrote the topic.
Oh, I love that. So So let's talk about the topic. Are we dating for interest, or are we dating to show off the likes and approval of social media and its followers to get that social media fame? What are your thoughts?
Well, my personal opinion of all of that is that we have strayed so far from what love is, what relationships are, what friendships are, what marriages are, all of that kind of stuff. I think we have deviated so far away from it that I don't think anybody really fully understands what it means anymore. Because you have women who want the gold and they want the money and they want the nice cars, that they lose entirely the sight of the human being that she should be falling in love with. And he, on the other hand, you have men who are, you know, they're just out for to get what they want sexually. I mean, just look at the list. You can see the difference between men and women. I think it's shallow on both sides, very shallow water, and I think it's sad more than anything. I think it's entirely sad to see how things go today versus even when I was a teenager or in my early 20s.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's really, really sad because
it really is. I mean,
yeah.
What are we doing? You know, I went live today, and one of the things that I said, this is not a culture thing. This is not a black or white thing. It's not a race thing. This is a human thing.
Yeah.
We as humans have got to get it together, especially when it comes to dating.
Oh, my God, it's awful.
It's horrible. You know, listen, when I was single, very rarely did I go on a lot of dates, right? Because, you know, the expectations and you don't know who you're going to get. And, you know, I'm glad I'm not single anymore because I don't have to worry about the dating pool. But I really feel bad because I keep seeing all this stuff. And it's like, y'all, some of the reasons why you're single is because of the way that you act.
Yeah.
And that's male and female.
Yeah, because it's, you know, because men, I don't want this, to make this a male or female war or anything, but there's huge differences between the two sexes as far as attraction and what keeps them going. I address sort of that in my poem, but I think it's so freaking sad that, you know,
right. They're
in it for themselves. Everything's done to see what they can gain. And whether you're a man or a woman, it's all what you can get out of that other person rather than
giving. And,
you know, it's really.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is the role reversal. Men are dating to settle down, and women now are dating like men used to date to see whether or not she wants to be in the bed with him or whether or not she can get him in bed and use him for whatever, what have you, some of the age-old things. But, I mean, but come on.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
There's no value to the human being anymore. Like, it's just who can get the most out of the other person. That's how I see it anyways.
Right.
I mean, you're better off by yourself than to be in some sort of a bogus relationship like that. And I think I'm ashamed that there are women out there who behave that way, that all that's on their agenda is who's got the most money and the cars and holy guacamole, the most sex partners.
Yeah.
Like, it's unreal.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you watch some of those, I forget what her name is, but she's a judge and she does paternity court. And you hear some of these people that come on there. I wouldn't go to expose yourself in the ways that they expose themselves with the women that don't even know who the father is. And they don't even know how many partners they had that could be the fathers. It's really sad. And then on the other hand, you have guys that are got, you know, 10 kids by 5 different women. It's insane.
You're absolutely correct. I couldn't agree more. Whew, man. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, thank you for sharing your wonderful insight to the topic. I truly appreciated it, as always. I'm anxious to hear what you wrote to the topic, because you said you wrote to the topic. So
I did. I just actually half an hour ago.
I love it. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. It's titled, Why So Different? Polar Opposites, Different Rules for the Game, and Do They Even Know Their Names? Wooing began when he spied her that day, she cooing, turn about, fair play. Flirting, dating, on best behavior, he lusts her, she wants a savior. Discovery finds no children or dogs, checks both lists, thank God. She presents as lovely, no tattoos or piercings. He asks her to choose Chili's or Starbucks. It seems she is shit out of luck. Courting and romance is low on the list, but under the table she makes a fist. Machismo leads with a one-eyed peeper in search of release. And she's a keeper. Her value is less than a roll in the hay, and she wants his love at the end of the day. Promises broken, once used for gain, she now cries in the rain. Cheating, lying, playing, he loved, a gaping wound he carved in her heart. More promises spoken to rope her back in, she believes him again. May is the month they chose to be wed, her dress stitched in gold thread. Vows and promises exchanged. The bridesmaid was onto his game. Future is bleak. She tries, but most nights into her pillow she cries. Why? If you want one on the side, let go of this woman who is your bride. End poem.
Wow. Wow, that is truly, truly spot on. First of all, I love the piece. I love the story that you told within the piece. And it's so true. If you want, your clothes are so powerful. If you want one on the side, then please let go of this bride.
Yeah. That's a question I would love to have.
Yeah.
I would love to see a show like that to say, like, why do people, men or women, why, if they want to screw around, why do they get married?
Yeah.
I mean, just and go,
you know,
screw around.
Sometimes, I mean, and when I listen to the Steve Harvey Morning Show and they do the Strawberry Letter and some of the other stuff that comes through, I am very surprised at how many married people write into the show about their side pieces, their side dudes, their affairs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There isn't a show that happens where there isn't a letter or something discussing a side piece. You know, and it is just crazy. I mean, one of the ones that stuck out to me was this man. He wrote in and said that his wife, he took my wife right from under my nose. Literally, his wife's best friend's husband had gotten her cousin, his own wife's cousin, pregnant, and the wife and the other wife and husband, they decided that they were going to, you know, help him out and take him in. And the whole time that they took him in, he's seeing his wife.
Oh, my God.
And he told him. Yeah, man, I could see that, you know, your wife wasn't having her needs met, so I decided to help out in that area. And I've been doing so for the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
He told the husband this. And I was surprised that man still had teeth in his mouth, let alone his life, in that man's house.
Yeah.
So now that man is gone. He moved out. They're living in the house, and as soon as the divorce is finalized, they're getting married. So
holy cow!
When then I tell you, nothing surprises me anymore. So, I could go on. I can go on, but we're gonna have to save that for another show. But
yeah,
Lady A,
I got some
so
ideas
much.
Too about that too, because I can't tell you about it right now. But I mean, I thought I heard everything until I heard something the other day that I never heard before. And I thought, oh my God!
I mean,
how are we ever gonna survive all this?
Man, I have no idea. I have no idea. But let me know your thoughts, what you're thinking, and we're gonna get you over to the VIP lounge. Just go to the left and not to the right, because Danielle is in a world of her own off to the right. Now, if you want to watch, then that's on you. You know, that's on you if you're into that kind of thing. But I'm going to send you over to the VIP lounge, get some of this Californian champagne, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Absolutely. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our favorite Canadian, Lady A, coming through. Next up on the mic, we got Epiphany's own Mr. Metaphoria in the building. What's good with you, bro?
I just can't get over this list of shit that where not to go and where to go. I don't give a damn. If I take your raggedy goat mouth ass to motherfucking McDonald's, I don't know you get enough to really spend no money on you. You think about it. Everybody is on different tiers when you dating. Like, you don't want to take no hood rat to no five-star place and she in there mispronouncing shit, talking about she wants some whores de boers and shit like that. And all these, now you just look stupid. Take a punk ass to Burger King. You know, you got to gauge your shit out first. Like, don't take them to Ruth Chris unless you guaranteed to get that ass that night. Ruth Chris, it's $75 for a cup of water. You don't spend all that goddamn money, and then she buck around talking about,
yeah,
I didn't
true.
Enjoy myself, I'm going
that's
home.
True. No.
You know, you got to go to some mutual places and shit. And it's like you say, if the woman's putting the bill, I bet you ain't going to them motherfucking places. They won't go on all this queendom shit
Check this out now. Check this out now.
I'm
glad you said that because there was an item on a list. I want to say it might have been dead last. It said sporting events, right? But I guarantee if she's taking us out, she's getting us tickets to the game. Basketball game, the football game. Well, baby, I got a skybox seat. I got us luxury seats. Well, why is it good enough for you to take me to a sporting event, but it ain't good enough for me to take you to a sporting event?
Right. And I mean, you know, and it depends on, these women got to look at, too, if you want to go to these big-ass gala-type events and shit like that, you can't be going out with your goddamn sweatpants on and shit. Like, are you equipped to go to these type places?
Right.
Are you going to call your goddamn house to go to these places? You know, don't show up in them damn pajamas and shit talking about you deserve to go somewhere nice. And start lying. You know, if you got them fake half, fake eyelashes, fake titties, fake ass, fake waist, because you got your waist train on, you ain't knowing the real shit. You don't even know the real you.
Hey. What he should have did was taking her swimming and see how much of that stuff come off. That was
right.
Who we really were looking at.
And, I mean, take her to one of them swimming pools. You know how you've been to that pool before. You smell the chlorine before you even get in the damn water. You got to go to
the before you even get in the water.
Yeah, they put that war paint on thick, so you need something to really cut that shit off. You know, then you'll find out what you're really dealing with. And it's winter time. You're
really
gonna find out the build of a lot of them too, because these fake asses is finna deflate. These temperatures is getting low, so their tire pressure is finna go down. So you're really gonna get a little better to look at what you're dealing with. You know?
Right. Yeah,
this is
wild, man. I mean, what you want us to take? You know, you want to go to a hotel where they got the buffet? You know, I can take you there. They got the buffet. We can go there. Yeah.
Right. Man, a few months ago, I seen on Facebook, the best place I would like to go on a first date with a new chick, man, it was a cereal bar. And a lot of people might look at that.
Oh, yeah,
just
I saw that.
Cereal.
In Atlanta.
Like
in Atlanta. I saw that.
Do you realize how many conversations you're going to have and how chill the mode is going to get thinking back to the series you grew up on?
Series you grew up on and they got... Man, come on, bro. Don't get me started, man. Don't get me started.
Granted, I'm going to have the shit after the day is over because I'm lactose intolerant. But it's still a cool place to go. You know, I might fart a couple times while we sitting there and be like, excuse me, baby, but if you really want to know me, this is part of me here. We all would break ass. So, you know, if you feel you lactose intolerant, you go ahead and break ass. We'll break ass together.
Right.
But all this, your stipulations and shit. You putting stipulations on the motherfucker, you don't even know if you're going to be with yet. So just imagine when you get in the relationship with the motherfucker.
Right. Come on, man. Just come on, bro. This is just, it's too much, man. Like I said today, man, it's a human problem. We're human, and we're making these kind of decisions and these choices. It's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, just shit. And it's, to go back to the topic, though, are we dating for the social media likes of interest? Most of them dating for the social media likes. Look at all these videos they post of the dude or post of the chick and shit trying to show them off. Now, when you get to showing your counterpart off too goddamn much, if you ain't solidified that person as your counterpart, somebody's finna come get him, or somebody's finna come get her. And now you done sparked the interest of other people.
Right.
They want to see what got you so enthused with them and all this shit.
Just wild.
And most likely it's going to be one of your single friends, especially with them women. But some of them women is treacherous. Whoo! Woman break up with her dude if she want to, her best friend in his inbox that night. I don't know why she treats you like that. I don't know how she can break up with you. I wouldn't do you like that.
I don't even understand. I wouldn't do you like that.
Right. Now she made a
meatloaf.
But we
just can't tell her that we're seeing each other. Bruh.
That's like I seen a post talking about if you're on your first date and man cook for you, but he serve it on these paper plates, what do you do? You want to tell him, I'm leaving. Shit, let a lady fry me up some chicken wing and make some mac and cheese and shit like that. I don't give a damn send a butter bowl, a paper plate. It can be a motherfucking Cool Whip bowl. I don't give a shit. You cooked. I mean, hell.
Absolutely.
I'm finna eat. Shit, we can sit crisscross applesauce on a goddamn pallet and eat this shit together if you want to. I don't know how I'm going to get my big ass up, these bad ass knees. It's going to take me a minute. I might have to stay the night before I can get up. But shit, I'm going to eat.
Right, right. I mean, yeah. And that was one of the things that I had said, bro. It's like, if the roles were reversed, most men, not all, would be happy to just be with you and in your presence. It doesn't matter where we're going, but I'm with you. I'm hanging out with you.
I'm having fun with you. I'm enjoying you. Not what the fuck we do.
But what's happening here? What do we got going on? Well, we right here. What are we going to do here?
And see, a lot of people want to go to fast-ass places to make that social media post. You know, they log in where they at. You know, I'm at such and such place, you know, having taken pictures of the plate, shit like that. Just why? Just enjoy yourself there. Why are you worrying about the approval of all your peers that you don't even really know? Because, you know, everybody's fucking rich and famous on social media. I see people talk about it all the time. You know, I'm just going to fly all over the world this month. Well, how? Shit. If you got that much money, you ain't got that much time to be on social media.
Exactly.
That's
true.
I seen a chick tell me one day, she want a man to make six figures and got time for her whenever she want it. That shit ain't going to happen. Man had two things, a lot of money and a little bit of time, or a lot of time and a little bit of money.
Yeah.
That's just life.
Yeah. That's just unbelievable, man.
It's crazy. You know, social media has helped a lot of shit. Like, you know, a lot of us know each other now through social media. But in the fact of knowing each other through social media, we've engaged with each other and actually got to know each other and be actual friends. You know what I'm saying? But a lot
of these
people just got this, I got this many followers, so I know this many people. No, the fuck you don't. You don't know them people. You're friends with them on a social media site. That's it. You don't even know their damn middle name. But you swear up and down. My BFF.
Yeah. My BFF.
And so you got to watch them women when they say that BFF shit. Cause some of them telling the truth. This guy right here is my BFF. You're right, because y'all been fucking forever.
Yep.
Got to believe that shit. And I was laughing when Lady A was on her. She was talking about a man got 10 kids and 5 different baby mamas and shit. Lady A, you talking about a nigga, wasn't you? I know we do that shit. Shout out to Lady A. It is black people in Canada. That let me know right there. We are everywhere, shit. Making babies all over the world.
I know
shout
that's
out
right.
To my people.
Making babies everywhere.
This is a nice topic you're talking about. I know a lot of people going, you know, it's probably some people, some of them women might come at your ass tonight and shit. And she deserves this. He needs to be her piece. Well, she don't need to be his fucking headache. I hate that be her piece shit. Happy wife, happy life. Kiss my ass.
Peace.
Happy marriage, happy life. Hell, both people got to be happy. It ain't just about her being happy. If she happy and he pissed off, it's still going to cause relationship problems. Like the man just don't deserve a smile or some shit. Just, give me a good old hood chick. Just gonna fry some chicken at the house and make some goddamn chicken and dumplings or oxtails or something, and we just gonna enjoy the damn night. That's the type of shit I need. Everyone ain't even on social media. Now that'd be hard to find. Most of my own are, but one that don't give a damn about it at least.
Yeah, that's true.
And I know I'm ranting here because, like I said, I ain't got a piece for tonight. I ain't wrote nothing new yet, but I just wanted to come in and talk a little bit on this subject. And then another thing with the dating for interest, it's kind of hard to find the ones that dating for interest anymore because some of them is interested in the same team. You know, a lot of these men ain't being real men anymore because they out here chasing dick too. You know, I ain't got nothing against the Elemental P community, but I don't partake in those type of situations, so. A lot of these women, you see these women with these do-rags on and creased jeans and button-ups and shit and just trying their best to be a man and be like, damn, because some of them studs is thick. I'm like, damn, that's a good waste of poontang going
you
on.
You ain't never lied. You ain't lied. But
we all
fighting for the same thing, unfortunately.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. Just people got to be like, you know, quit giving a damn what people think about you and who you with and all that. If it makes you happy, roll with that shit because you the one got to be with that person. Quit looking for that approval from everybody else. Hell. And then another thing people got to realize, everybody got to pass. Men got to pass. Women got to pass.
Quit living
on that shit. That shit happened before you. How you going to be mad at something that happened before you even knew this person? I've seen that happen a lot, hell. Sad situation,
wild,
but it's true. But I ain't going to burn no more of your time up. Like I said, I'm listening
right,
in for a while.
I appreciate you. You say you're going to keep listening? Okay. You say you don't have peace. Rose is red, violet is blue. I don't know what, but you got to get something like that. Okay. All right. Get on over there to VIP Lounge and go ahead and grab you some bubble, man, and pick them out and
enjoy the rest of the show. To go with the subject right quick. You're right.
Yeah.
Roses are red and violets are blue. If I take you on a date and you don't like where I take you, well, fuck you. There we go. In peace. Hey, I enjoyed my time here. Continue to listen to the sauce of bubble. You have a good one, bro.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Okay, man, you too. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. On his way to the VIP lounge, that is Mr. Metaphoria. One love, one mic, bro. Take your socks off.
Already.
Man. Well, I mean, you heard it from Mr. Metaphoria. Everybody got their own opinion, but what we have here... Nah, but in all honesty, what say you? What you thinking?
This is Tiffany Radio, the real entertainment network. Be me.
Network. Your VIP asset. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany Radio.
Said you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network tonight. It's Let's Talk About It, where we're doing date night differently. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, press 1 when you get here so we can talk about it. Or if you're already here and you have not done so yet, go ahead and press 1. And let's hear what you have to say on tonight's topic of, are we dating for interest? Or to show off likes and approval of social media fame and its followers? I mean, everybody's got an opinion, right? Or maybe, what is she right? What is she right? In her own little twist of way, what if she's right? What if the facts justify her being taken to a high quality restaurant? High quality. Okay. So, what do you think? No clue? No idea? You don't know? Oh, maybe you ain't pressed 1 yet. Maybe you got an opinion, but you're afraid. You're afraid to share your opinion. You're afraid what somebody might think about you. You might. All right. So I guess we're going to go with she's right. She does deserve it. I mean, as a man, I mean, if I got asked out, you know, and a woman had went and decided that she was going to take me out, sure, why not? But I promise you it wasn't to no fancy place. Because, see, here's what happens. When a woman wants to take you out, she listens to, well, she should be listening to what you like or what you desire, or she should be listening for those things. And thoughtful women would take you to a place that she would know that you would like and enjoy. Now, I don't know the history between their dating, or I know it was their first date, but, you know, certainly they had to have some type of communication, or I would hope, to indicate that, you know, places that she would like, places that he would like. And I'm thinking that because he chose a place, maybe part of their conversation, he did pick a place, but she took, she took an hour. She took an hour to get ready. An hour. Let that sink in.
Thank you. just wanna love you for my whole life. Do it for you, I'ma make time. I wanna kick it until midnight, just to be with you till the sunrise. I think you're making me crazy. Put my heart up on the main line. I got this trust for you. Got it cause I know what you like. I
love you.
Good and bad, thick and thin, flaws and all. And if you're ever in a wrong, I'll let you know. Yeah, I know that love is unpredictable, but I'm pretty damn sure that this is the kind of letter that keeps me up. Your day goes kissing on me, missing on me. Every time I see you, got them feelings on me. Kissing on you, loving on me. I won't play with your heart. It's good and bad, thick and thin, flaws and all. And if you're ever in a wrong, I'll let you know. Yeah, I know that love is unpredictable, but I'm pretty damn sure that this is the kind of letter keeps me up. Dancing in the moonlight, moonlight, moonlight. It's forever, it's forever.
This is Neck Bones and Macaroni the Poet, Red Hot Hot Dogs. Oh, you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Two drumsticks and a biscuit.
Let's get comfortable. Me plus two. Back of the coupe. You know what to do. Keep your hands on me. Pure ecstasy. Dirty Sprite open door just for you. I know you're like a two.
Like a two.
Like I do.
Just like I do.
This point of view,
point of view,
it's something new. I know you like I do, just like I do. This point of view,
point of view,
it's something new for you. Girl, I don't really wanna think this through. Just keep on doing what you're doing.
Inside me, I'm over to
All right, welcome back, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, tune in tomorrow night for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters, King Atterbury and Queen La Perla Negra. Tuesday night, it's Halloween. There will not be a show. But Wednesday night, we'll be back in full force with Divas Talk with La Perla Negra and the host of Divas, the panel of Divas, I should say, that she has lined up. Thursday night, y'all, the Get Down, the first Thursday night of the month with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night should be Mahogany Soul in the Juke Joint. And then Saturday night will be Jess, Jay, and Gina coming through doing their thing on Epiphany Radio, the Jess, Jay, and Gina Storm Show. So tonight's topic, thank y'all for coming through and giving your poetic voices as well as your insights and your opinions on the topic. Why are we dating? For interest or to show off for social media? And I'm like, I date privately, not publicly. To each his own. So we'll see y'all tomorrow night, the Inspiration Factory. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio, so we thank you for taking your time out, hanging out with little old me on this fine Saturday night, doing Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. One love, one mic. Remember, always take your socks off. Baby, baby. Peace.